Hi, this is Sasha Lydiard from the UK. From Europe to the US and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Well, hello and welcome to show 61. I'm Jackie Almer, and this is the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. You know, a question that comes up very often is, what do I do when my sponsor quits? What do I do? How do I keep going? And what if they start calling me about other businesses? Well, there's no doubt that it's no fun to have somebody quit and then start contacting you about something else. And, you know, these are the things that go on, and these are the things that we discuss every Monday through Friday on this show. I like to offer you some solid, proven techniques and strategies that you can use to build your business. If you're looking for further coaching, go to jackiealmer.com/coach. And if you have a burning question, just tweet it to me on Twitter at Jackie Almer. Ask your question and use the hashtag AskJackie. So what should you do when your sponsor quits the business and then starts calling you and maybe even some team members about another opportunity? Well, here's the thing first and foremost. Remember this and get very clear on this. What was it that led you to make the decision to build the business that you're in? Was it your sponsor? Did you get involved solely because of your sponsor? And if so, do you have a desire to follow this person into another business? Or did you make a choice about your business regarding something else that appealed to you, something else that you're looking for? Because remember this, it's your business, it's your choice. And what another person does, whether they are a prospect, someone on our team, or even our upline, really shouldn't affect your decision to move forward in your business if that's the direction that you're headed. How does their decision really truly affect you? I know in my last company, my sponsor was in and out of the business quite frequently, and I went on to become the top income earner in that company without a lot of support from my sponsor. Not that he's not a great guy and that we didn't have a great relationship. I don't mean it that way at all, and I mean him no disrespect, but it was never truly a fit for him, and that was evident for a big part of my time there. I didn't allow his decisions to affect my decisions because they didn't really have anything to do with each other. They're mutually exclusive. And it's important that you remember that in your business. Now, the question that comes up along with that is then what do you tell your team? Well, in some cases, nothing. There's not like you have to make a big, broadcast, a big statement about what's going on. Just wait and see who you hear from. Specifically, if someone asks you a question about it, don't sidestep it. Don't get into a lot of drama about it, but simply let people know that so-and-so has made a decision to move on and that you've made a decision to stay. You're happy with your business. You're happy with what you're doing. These are the things that you're doing. These are the action steps that you're taking each day. How can you continue to support your team? And if people want to get caught up in the drama or they're not sure what to do, just simply ask questions of them and be a good listener. So simply ask, well, what does this mean to you? What does it mean to you personally if so-and-so decided to move on to a different business? How do you feel about it? And do you need this person to be successful? Do you need this person still involved for you to go on and create the successful business structure that you're looking for? Does this decision affect your belief? Does it affect your ability to be successful? Those are some questions to ask yourself and your team. And then, of course, always don't be afraid to reach out to that person and politely say to them, good luck to you in your new business venture. I'm so thrilled for you that you found something that seems to be a better fit. However, this is still a great fit for me and still a great fit for my team. So I would love to ask you to please, not put us on your contacting list. Respect us enough to know that the passion that you brought us into this company with, we still have, and we want to keep moving forward. And please don't work to shatter anybody else's belief because you've made a different decision. There are plenty of people in the world, plenty of people in your own little region, in your state, in your city, town, country, province, wherever you are, province, I guess, wherever you are, there are plenty of people out there who are looking for an opportunity who've never even been involved in network marketing. So don't be afraid to ask them to please, do well with their business, but please leave your business alone. You have to be totally solid in your own decisions and what you're doing. So ask yourself, am I solid? Just like we speak of not letting someone who doesn't have what we want determine our choices, someone who's negative about network marketing but struggling every month to make ends meet, we talk about not letting them determine our success or our choices. This is no different. We all make decisions that we feel are best for ourselves, our families, and what another does should not affect you in any way. Keep your focus and always ask, what difference does this make in my business? Show notes are over at jackieelmer.com/QA061. And again, tweet me at Jackie Elmer and use the hashtag AskJackie if you have a question for the show. Also, if you don't have my Profit in Your PJs report, 8 Easy Steps to Create and Build Your Network Marketing Business Online, then grab that free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. And check out my Inner Circle Coaching program over at jackieelmer.com/coach. Until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business.